Heve Saya Misan Yuchmi. He was wearing black shoes. Put on black shoes. So Rashi says Minig Avolim. That's a Minig of Avolim. Used to wear black shoes. No way today. Then he used to wear other shoes. But black shoes only in Ovel wore. So he walked out with the street with black shoes. The Koi Bishuki went into the street. Shuka Dinadoi. Askechul the Beresh Klusa. So Beresh Klusa found him. The Yomalei, they asked him, Maishinani Misani, how come you're wearing black shoes here? What's going on? In the street? Maybe an Ovel, be home, don't be in the street. Homlu, he said, you should know, to cover Savil, now Yushalayim. Ich bin agresa tzadik, and I'm fearing the Chavelis in Yushalayim. I feel like an Ovel now, over Yushalayim. Therefore, I'm wearing black shoes. So Homlu, they said back to him, At Chashifta, are you such a chotch of a person like you have Agaivinik here? Li Yisablu li Yerushalayim. Are you such a chosh of a person that you could be misabel but for hesed Yerushalayim? So Savi Yehura Heve, the Reish Klusa thought this person is some of Agayvenik, is some of the Dikshav, is showing off. Therefore, as you, they took him, the Chashu, they locked him up in jail, they put him into jail, they saw a Yid act doing a very of Gaiva, they locked him up. Omalu, but he started to scream back to them, you should know, Garba Rabba, no, I'm a great person, no, I'm not a Agayvenik, I'm a great person, and by me, that's the way I'm made, it's not of Gaiva. I'm a great person, don't put me in jail. I'm doing everything okay. Omulah, they said back to me, Minoya Dina, how do we know you're a great person? Omulah, he said back to him, listen, Oyasin boy minoy milsa, either you ask me a question, Oyanoi boy minaycha milsa, or else I'll ask you a question, like, let's talk and learning, and we'll see if I'm a great guy or not. Omulah, they said, the Reish Klusa said back to him, boy yuat, you ask us a question. Omulah, so Reb Lezer here asked a question like this, Haiman de kaas kufram, somebody knocks down. Tomorrow date tree, Rashi says, Kufra means, B'tomorim kibaisim anovim. That's like young dates. He knocked down young dates. Dekot Kufra. My Mishalim, how much does he have to pay back? Omulet, they said back, Mishalim, demei Kufra. Let him pay back what it's worth right now. Let him pay back how much it's worth right now, these young dates. Fred Gemara, so he said back to him, I, for heavy tamri. What do you mean young dates? But they would have been big dates. So the Reish Lakish said, oh, maybe you're right. Omalei, if so, Mishalom, the May Tamri, hey, you're right. That these small dates, if they would have stayed on the tree, they would have been big dates. So, the Chur, you ruined them, big dates. You got to pay back big dates. So, Rav Lezer said back to them, but Rav Lezer said back to them, Omalu, he said back to them, but for a lot of Tamri, Shokamanei. But right now, he didn't take away big dates. Right now, he took away small dates. So, how much does he have to pay? So, they didn't know. Omalu, they said back to him, if so, Amal or not, let me hear you tell us then. Omalu, he said back to Mishishim, that's the din of the Mishnah. It's such a case, you have to evaluate again 60 times as much. Omalu, not Omalu Kavos, who says like you? Omalu, Hashmua Chai, Obezdin Akayim. Shmuel's alive, he yells like me, go ask him. Shadra came to Shmuel, he asked him, they sent the message down to Shmuel. Omalu, Shapik, Omalu, Kubashishim. He said, very good, we go, Bos, Shishim. Rashi says, Vashishim, Imakaka, the Akoyo Bechlau, Shakur Nakaka, Perusel, Nois, the main of Ksas, Beshvach, Shal Ashalachasman. When you buy Karka, people value how much you'll be worth later. So therefore it has a locha like karka, and you go boss 60 times as much of it. Therefore Shavkuda left him alone, like he knew what he was talking about. If ye peiros gemurim, you have to pay back peiros gemurim. In other words, when do we say you value it against other karka? If the fruits still need the karka. But if the fruits are fully grown already, then you value how much the fruit itself is worth. My timer, because hod yom rachmanat, that's what the Torah says. When your animal, the shame, eats up other people's food, that we say you have to value it according to other karka, melamed sheshomin agav soda, you have to value it according to the field. Hani mili, when do we say that? Midi the sarva soda. Something that's not fully grown yet, that still needs the ground to grow with. But hani, these parents that are fully grown already, kiv when the light tzarich l'soda, since it doesn't need the field, b'yanayu, b'yishlumein. Therefore, we have to pay the way it's worth, and that's all. Not that's all, but that's a lot. You pay then the value of the fruits itself.
He wants to the maisa like Reb Meir Shita, who passed like Ilkos like Reb Shimon, and he passed in halacha l'dayrois to Reb Shimon. What does that mean? Dan Rav Reb Meir. He once did a maisa according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanya was not like this. Kosav l'rishon v'loy chos maloy. L'sheni v'chos maloi is of the ksubasa. The case where the shal, the separate karka set aside for ksuba, and now the husband signs it like to sell it to somebody, and the first person the husband does it to, she does not sign. Then the second person, she does sign it. So halacha is, that of the ksubos that she loses her ksuba because she signed it to give it away to the second person. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Yechayil hishe tiyoma, she has a right to say, even though I signed to the second one, I did not really mean it, but rather just nachat ruach hasisa labali. I just wanted to be nice to my husband, but I really did not mean it. Therefore, she does not lose it.
So
and she has a right to say, Yata malachem alai, what do you want from me? Now the second ma'aser was a poske hilchosah like Rabbi Shimon. He passed in halachas like Rabbi Shimon. Ki yod the tanan like we learned. Rabbi Shimon says, Och the din of our Mishnah. Och lo peiros gemuron. If the animal eats peiros that already finished already, it does not need the karka anymore. So mishalem is peiros gemuron that has to pay back the owner regular peiros to value of the peiros itself. Im so soim sosaim sosaim. So you also pass like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding up nun tesom mit beis by the Mishnah, first Mishnah. Hamagdish b'toich sode chaveroi. Hamagdish means you pile up your tfuah, your peiros, in somebody else's field. The kids, so you bring your peiros, your fruits, into somebody else's field. Shaloi b'rishus, without permission. V'yachloson v'hemto shebala soda. And the owner of that field, his animal, eats up your fruits. So pota, of course, the balabos is pota, who asked you to come in. V'yem husko b'hen. Let's say the balabos's animal hurt himself with them, he tripped over them. So again, balagod is chayiv, the one that brought these fruits in there, he's chayiv to pay. It's like his boar. He had no right to put it there. He caused the damage. Therefore, he's chayiv. V'yim higdish b'shus. But let's say he had permission to store, to pile up his fruits in my fields. Then balasod chayiv. Then the mice of the animal gets hurt, or else, I mean, then if the fruits get eaten up, so then the balabos has to pay for it. So her smashman, when the balabos gave him permission to bring his fruits in, permission means come in and I'll watch it. See, so then that's why if it eats up, if his animal eats it up, the balasod is chayiv. So this the Gemara says, leima tanan the like a Rebbe. If so, it should come out that our mission is not like Rebbe. The Rebbe, if we go according to Rebbe, Omar Rebbe says, Achi Kabololo Balabayis Lishmor. Rebbe Shita we had before was even when the Balabas says you can come in just means come in but take care of yourself. I'm not going to watch you. Unless he speaks out clearly and says, I'll take responsibility. So, Lukhur our Mishnah's Mashma, not like Rebbe, because our Mishnah says once the Balabas gave you permission to come in, the Balabas is Chayiv. Minastam. So, Mar says, no, it could be it's no Kashan Rebbe. Omara Popo Hocho Binota Beidori Askinon. Here we're talking about a special balabos that he's like the shomer of the Beidori. He's the shomer by the place where people store their fruits. He's the watchman there. Therefore, the Chivon and the Omalei Ayol, the Godish, when the watchman himself, if he tells you, you could come in and bring your fruits by my field, you know what that meant? Automatically it means, Ayol V'intolachohu, come in and I'll watch you. Because that's what the job of this person is. He's a watchman. So when you're holding by the watchman himself, when he tells you, come in, for sure there he means, come in and I'll watch you. But by a normal person, maybe he holds no. Come in means and watch yourself. Only if I say I'll watch you, then the balabos is chayiv. The Mishnah says, Ha-shaleyach ha-sabe'eiro bi-yad cheresh shayt v'kotin. If somebody took a fire and gave it over to a cheresh, a fool, a shayt, a fool, the cotton or cotton. Halacha is, and then you understand that these ketanis cheresh of the cotton did damage with it, and went and burnt up somebody's field. So, Chura, you were a gurim, you were the cause for the damage to happen. Because you should have known by giving it to them, they're only going to make trouble with it. So therefore, the halacha is, potter b'din yodam, but v'chayim b'din shemayim. You're potter b'din yodam because it's called like a grummer only, but v'chayim b'din shemayim because you caused the damage. What about sholach b'yat tikeach? Let's say you give over a fire to a normal person, a smart person, then the halacha is, apakeach chayiv, he's chayiv, like he should have watched the fire. If he let the fire go loose and do damage, the person that took it over, he's chayiv. Now, echad heviyasor, let's say one person brings fire here, and then a second person, v'echad heviyasaitim, another person brings wood to it, and because the added wood, the fire gets big and goes down and does damage, so pshito hameviyasaitim chayiv. The second one, he's chayiv. The one that added wood to it, he's the one that's chayiv. Because if he wouldn't have added the wood, the small fire by itself wouldn't have went to do damage. It only does damage because of your wood, so therefore you're chayiv. What about echad heviyasaitim? Let's do the opposite. First, somebody comes and puts down wood here. So you didn't do anything. There's no damage yet. and then the echad hevi esor, a second person comes and makes a fire here. So then the locher is hamevi esor chayiv. The one that brings the fire, the second one, he's chayiv. The second one is chayiv because he did the whole damage. The first one by himself couldn't have done, didn't do any damage. Now bo achar v'liba. Let's see, even if you made the fire, now a third person came and he started to blow on the fire to make the fire bigger. So in such a case, hamal b'chayiv. The last one, the one that blew up the fire, he's the one that caused the fire to be big. It's because of him that the fire did damage. Therefore, he's chayiv on the first two apata. It's not there. Maisa has it. What about lipsa horuach kula pturin? Let's say at the end, one guy brought wood, one guy brought the fire, another guy blew a little bit, but at the end, a big wind came, and that's what took the fire far away. So it's because of the wind that the fire became so big, so kula pturin. The real potter, because what caused the damage was the ruach. Therefore, they're all potter. Omer Ashlokah. Ashlokah says like this. Omer Ashlokah, Mishmei Dechizkiya. Loishonu, when does the Mishnah say to give a biyad chereshet b'kotten that you're potter? Loishonu ala shemosu, like a chelis. If you give them a coal, a dying out coal, veliba, and they blow it up. So it's called the chereshet b'kotten. It's their action, that's why you're potter, even though you gave it to them. Abu Mosul loishal hevis. But he gave them a nice big lit fire of even a lit coal that has fire to it, and you give it over to a chereshet of a cotton, and they do damage with it. Chayiv, then you're chayiv. My time. What's the reason? Myself kagormaloi. It's like your actions. Like if you give them a fire, you should understand they're going to do damage with it. So it's not called you are a grummer. It's like you gave them. It's like they're your hands. They're doing it for you. You're chayiv. For Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon says no. Even if they give over a fire, also the Baal HaBos still was potter. My time, what's the reason? It's still the touching of the cheresh that's causing the fire. You gave him a fire. Shall have this? Okay. If you leave a fire alone, by itself it goes out. Who caused the fire to do damage? It's the cheresh right of a cotton. So it's called their actions, their touching is causing it. Therefore, you're still potter within the yodim. But when are you chayiv? Ah, Shayim Soloi Gavzo.